This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
He is no stranger to the Urban Hot 40, featured in so many songs that did so well on the chart. Featured on Gabba Kanal's Heal and Lizia Yami, which peaked at number 2, and quite recently was Amoya by Artwork Sounds, which peaked at number 1. His name is Russell Zuma, and I am chatting to him. Welcome to the Urban Hot 40. Let me just start off by asking, man, how are you this afternoon?
I'm good, and you?
I can't complain, I'm good. Now, you are no stranger to the Urban Hot 40. You were featured in so many songs that did so well on the show. You were featured in Gabba Kanal's Heal and Lizio Yami, which peaked at number 2. And quite recently, Woza Moya by Artwork Sounds, which peaked at number 1. And now, your very own song, Angikaze, from your latest project, Next Level, is doing amazing. So I thought, hey, it's only fair to get to know the man behind these hits and start from the beginning and get to know Horna, who actually is Russell Zuma. And I think it's also like one of the things that people want to know, if seeing that almost all the projects that you're featured in are doing so well, they want to know, Horna, where does Russell Zuma's love for music come from?
Russell Zuma, I think Kale from high school, and the music. Then after high school, while we quiet, called like in friends, So after that, being the friend, I'm a manager. I'm right now a DJ. So in house music, Kale up with Tanda now,
So you say you started then, loving in high school. Like, then was your family supportive of you love your love for music?
Yeah, I've been supportive cool because my mom went to school in musical school here. Yeah. So I did 2 years there in music school.
Oh, nice. You define yourself as a vocalist and a songwriter. So obviously you breathe, live music. And one thing almost everyone does, I mean, I'm not a singer, but you know, when everyone is taking a shower, they sing in the shower. So do you sing in the shower? And what songs do you sing?
I don't sing in the shower.
No, that's a lie.
I won't sing in studio.
I don't believe that.
Seriously, I don't sing in the shower.
So the music is only saved for the studio?
Yeah, in studio.
Are there songs that are out there as a songwriter that you've written that people don't know that were written by you?
No, I work on right now, but kuna mama project eswenza ayo engwenza no Sunny L kuna mama project ngwabhalela mama artist akhona.
Oh, nice. And Angikaze, like Next Level, I've been listening to the project nonstop. I've fallen in love with some of the music, with all the songs there. And every single song of yours that I've listened to has a sort of calming effect. Like when you listen to it, you just feel like, okay, things are going to be better. Like when you prepare to get into studio, what's your process like when you're writing songs? Like what happens there?
So, Mena, I write about easy dingibona around my society, maybe with family, maybe my friends or something myself. So that is why if we like music, we connect now because kipana ngezinto ezenzekayo vele. Like and create storage out of nowhere.
No, that is amazing because they really do sound personalized, like as if they were written for someone else. Let's take, for example, Angikaze. You sing about never feeling like how you're feeling now and how uphethwe kahle. Now, I need to ask, was this written with someone specific in mind?
No. Uzokhumula before bekhona iHeal and Lizia Yami. So, like here, that is like the song speaks about umuntu ohambile empilweni yakho, yabo. So iAngikaze ikhuluma ngomuntu osefikile, like budlula esikhathini esinzima, like now so right, so umtholile umuntu angazi ngizizwe kanje, yabo. Dala ngithi angeke ngiphinde ngimthole umuntu ongithandayo.
So it's like
Yeah.
it's moving from heal and lisio, yeah, because you're trying to heal,
Yeah.
and then now someone walks into your life and makes you feel better
Yeah.
after you've
Yeah.
done the healing.
Yes.
Yeah. Now that is next level. And those who would like to know, is Russell Zuma off the market?
Pardon?
Is Russell Zuma off the market, like for people who would want to know?
No,
Now, this would
no.
actually make it very interesting to what I'm about to ask you now. If you could date any other musician, who would it be and why?
Yo, I tricky, tricky,
No, the one thing I know
tricky.
for sure is that someone's name came in mind, so now I just want to hear who it is.
Maybe let me say Neopale.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah,
Why her?
she's very talented. I love her voice, I love her music.
So it's about the talent and the music that she puts out.
Yes, only
You mentioned
the
also that
talent.
you mentioned also that you have you've been in love with music since like high school. And obviously someone with your talent, like you are super talented. You can come up with lyrics, you can create a story with the music that you put out, and your voice on its own, simply amazing. Have you ever used your voice to land a girl? So you're not those guys who might, when they want to share, like, they're like, okay, I'm talented, I can sing, and then they sing and something.
I know. No, if we say I'm G, sevens are killing a band, not chilling,
And if it wasn't for music, what would you be doing? Like, you obviously fell in love with music from high school. You went on to study music as well. But if it wasn't music, if you were to do something else, what do you think you'd be doing?
No, I was playing soccer before. I think Gavin Glally Ball.
For real?
Yeah. Yes.
Yo,
I was playing soccer.
I never would have thought that actually.
And
And which position were you
I'm
playing,
very
and were you really good?
talented in soccer.
No ways.
Yeah.
And which position do you play?
Center back.
Okay, so next time, because there's always these amapiano versus hip hop soccer tournaments happening. Can we look forward to one that says maybe one day you're gonna see the talent in one of these games that happen?
Yeah,
Yeah, no.
maybe I'm born another.
One day, I'm looking forward to that one. I
Yeah.
know a lot of people will be shocked. You have an EP out titled Next Level, and when I first saw the track list and the featured artists there, the first thing that came to mind was the movie Avengers Endgame, where that scene where Captain America was like, "Avengers assemble!" Because let me say, you are fighting. You brought out only the best of the best for this project. And I need to know, how did you decide on who you'd like to work with on this? Because you've been putting out music for a long time now. And now, when you're finally ready to put out this body of work, how did you decide who you'd like to have and who you'd like to work with on this project?
First of all, shout out to George Leslie because we are all also going to say, okay, next level. We are now, and I should say, we co-producer are con. So we end up with decided, you know, this song as is seven and our body and this track as is in our.
Now, let me just put you on the spot also on this one. Obviously, Anyigaze was the lead single, and when the project dropped, when I first listened to it, I fell in love with Gwelizayo, Mas Twalisane. So, which of the songs from this project would you say is your favorite?
It's Gwelizayo. Gwelizayo.
Why?
Because I connect to the song because in 2007 I lost my mom and in 2020 I lost my grandma, so ingoma dedicated to Bona over Gogwam no mawam.
Yeah, and it's truly
So
such a
that is why
beautiful
I
song.
connected like cool now.
Yeah, because when I listened to it as well, I fell in love. It literally just it makes a lot of things feel better, considering also that now we are from COVID, where a lot of people have lost friends, colleagues, family members, and it's that song that says, at the end of the day, we're gonna be fine, we're gonna be happy when we finally see each other again. And I know I'm happy now that we have the same taste because it's also my favorite song. So also with the drop of Next Level and also the features you've had, I know for sure you've received a lot of love from fans. How do you deal with being in the spotlight, with getting endless DMs? How you deal with that, and how does it feel for you when you see all of this happening and unraveling in your life?
Because I'm a humble person, because if you my DMs, one. Wonke umuntu ngiyamphendula angisiyena umuntu lo ozothi hhayi angiwa-check-a ama-DMs and yabo ngijabula kakhulu ngijabula kakhulu and ayichazeki le nto injabulo enginayo kakhulu from la ngisuka khona yabo i-next level ngempela cause like i-next level like ishintshe kakhulu impilo yami cause like sengikwenye level right now
Next
from
level.
loving you before and I'm very happy kakhulu ukuthi ufike ngendlela engifisa ngayo music kubantu yabo the way bengifisa ngakhona
That's nice. So also being in the spotlight, it comes with a lot of things, like some weird things as well. What's the weirdest DM that you've ever received?
hey Yet angazi
Next.
ngiyithole yet angazi ngiyithola I won't lie
Oh, guys. And is there an artist that you would love to work with in the future that when you look internationally, locally, that you're like, okay, you know what? I need to work with this person. I'm off the top of my head right now, I'm just thinking, okay, maybe Nia Pal, but I want to hear from you. locally, internationally, are there any artists that Russell Zuma would like to work with?
I'd love to work with Black Coffee, also Saki and Sunny L. Likely Sunny L to see Spanaway project tonight.
And if there's anything that you would love for your fans to remember you, one thing that you'd love your fans to remember you by, what would it be for you?
Which I'm humble, I'm shy, and I'm talented.
Yeah, no, that is true. All of it. You did
Yes.
mention that there is a project that you're working on with Sun-El, but what else is next for Russell Zuma? What's the next level?
Next year, I think I'll drop next year with Jod Leslie and Musical Chef. Like we're busy with the next level part two or
Nice. We're definitely looking forward to that one. Is there anything that you'd love to say to people who love your music, who've heard you sing over the years, who've heard you sing over the past couple of singles, like your deep fans who love Russell Zuma? Is there anything you'd like to say to them?
I'll say bafethu abaqhubeke bangisaphothe support music wami and I promise them ukuthi so deliver good music, good message, yabo yonke the right. Yeah, but could be support.
Ah, thank you so much, man.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.